at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Sound the trump in Zion. Raise the alarm on my holy mountain. Let everyone tremble in fear, because the day of the Lord is upon us. It is a day of darkness and gloom, a day of thick clouds and deep blackness. But suddenly, like dawn spreading across the mountains, a great and mighty army appears. Nothing like it has been seen before, or will ever be seen again. Fire burns in front of them, and flames follow after them. Ahead of them lies the land, as beautiful as the Garden of Eden. Behind them is nothing but desolation. Not one thing escapes. They look like horses. They charge forward like war horses. Look at them as they leap along the mountaintops. Listen to the noise they make, like the rumbling of chariots, like the roar of fire sweeping across a field of stubble, or like a mighty army moving into battle. Fear grips all the people. Every face grows pale with terror. The attackers march like warriors and scale city walls like soldiers. Straight forward they march, never breaking rank. They never jostle each other. Each moves in exactly the right position. They break through the defenses without missing a step. They swarm over the city and run along its walls. They enter all the houses, climbing like thieves through the windows. The earth quakes as they advance, and the heavens tremble. The sun and moon grow dark, and the stars no longer shine. The Lord is at the head of the column. He leads them with a shout. This is His mighty army, and they follow His orders. Hey there, Patriots! I tried to do something cool today. I'm so glad I've got that cool clock. Do y'all see my new cool clock? But I was sharing my second screen. But anyway, it's working. How do y'all like my clock? Someone gave me that idea and I got it working today. And I thought that would be really good so that you would know, you know, if you looked at a video several days later, you would know what day it was. So I got it that working. I'm so glad to see you guys. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. Thank you so much for your chat. I appreciate you guys. You're so sweet to me. And thank you for your encouragement and praying for me, because this is sometimes beyond my skill level, but the Lord always has shown me how to get it figured out. So I really appreciate you guys and your how sweet you are to me. And someone was saying that they wish that others would help to find the good news that we get to talk about over here. There's no doubt about it. This is biblical. This is the great day we've been waiting for. You just, if you heard what, four or five times the passage of Joel, you probably have it memorized by now. That Joel chapter 2 passage is us. That is us, the great and mighty army that has appeared. That is us. We were asleep, but the Lord woke us up. And it's just an amazing day. It's an amazing day. There's no doubt we're going to win. And there's no reason to run in circles, just to be at peace and enjoy the show. Enjoy the Lord setting us free from the criminal cabal. And we're going to have beautiful days. The golden age. The golden age. We're going to have peace and health and wealth. President Trump just signed more executive orders about all that. So let's get started talking about all this. Don't forget, hit the like. So make sure you're subscribed. Make sure your bell is on so it'll notify you when you're getting when I'm coming live. Normally that's Sundays at 11 a.m. Central. It's also Tuesdays at 6 p.m. We've moved to 6 p.m. and I think everybody's liking that, especially people who are over on the West Coast. And make sure to always share. And we're going to be talking more about how we can really help to push this out there and just continue to pray because everyone needs to know the wonderful truth. All right, so let's get started. This was our president today. He was, of course, at the White House. And he surprised the people who were there for a White House visit. You can go to whitehouse.gov/visit and go, and maybe you'll get to see President Trump. Wouldn't that be great? I don't know if he's going to come out there every day. I don't think so. But anyway, check it out. He's so cute. He says everyone needs to get a very special, they're going to give him a special tour. Everything that President Trump does is the superlatives. It's always the best. If he's having, you know, cake, it's the absolute best cake there ever was on the earth. You know, he's always that way. My sweet mother-in-law who passed, she was like that. We called her the superlative show. We were the best. She was, you know, her family was the best. Everything was the best. It's a great way to be. And that's what President Trump does. Let's see what he has to say to them. Check it out.
Everybody having a good time? Yeah. Yeah.
Nothing like the White House.
No matter where you go, you know, the biggest people come here, and they all have beautiful offices, but when they walk into the Oval Office, there's nothing like it. They look and some of them actually start crying. And these are business leaders. I don't like to see that. We can do better than that, but some of them actually get emotional. But just have a good time. We told you to get an extra special tour. You're the first one of the year. Get an extra special tour, especially for this guy right here. Good. Any questions? Yes.
Oh, I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you very much. It's just great. We love our country, right?
Yes, sir. We love the
Russia war, and we're trying to get rid of this horrible Ukraine-Russia war, and I think we're doing a lot. We're dealing with both parties and Europe, and I think we'll get it done. It should have never started. It should never, ever have started. And if it did start, it could have been ended in a week, not after 3 years of bloodshed and millions of people killed and all of that great architecture knocked down. You know, those beautiful spires are all knocked down and gone, thousands of years old. It's terrible. But That's what it is, but now we're here, we're going to solve the problem. But I want to thank you very much for coming. The tour is so great. You did such a good job. First Lady worked very hard in making it perfect, and I think you're going to really love it. And I heard you were here, and I said, let's stop by and say hello. And it's a group of very smart-looking people, I must say. Very smart. Maybe someday you'll be here as a president, right? Somebody in this group has a chance. Have a good time. Have a great tour. And you're going to give them a special tour, okay? You're going to get a special tour.
Oh my goodness, he's so fun. I just love him. I just love him to pieces. Yeah, give them an extra special tour. He's the superlative president, no doubt about it. All right, so let's talk about some of the superlative things going on. He told the Attorney General Pam Bondi, the Epstein files are sitting on my desk. She said they're sitting on my desk right now. That's a directive from President Trump. How about that? Let's go. Let's go. Can you imagine? We've been waiting on this for so long. Now, here we are. It is the 25th, as like my cool little clock right there. Isn't that cool? Y'all think that's cool? It's like it's got the clock, the time and everything. It doesn't say CST. I don't know if I can make it say CST. But anyway, here we are just a few days out. I think the 18th of March is when Purim. Okay. And I'm telling you, I've always thought that was just biblically, that should be the day when there should be some mass arrests, because that is the day that we celebrate the destruction of the enemies. Okay, we also have Passover is another big day. You know, springtime is a big day to bring down the enemies. So we'll see what happens. I want you to hear what Pam Bondi had to say on that.
OJ may be releasing the list of Jeffrey Epstein's clients. Will that really happen?
It's sitting on my desk right now to review. That's been a directive by President Trump. I'm reviewing that. I'm reviewing JFK files, MLK files. That's all in the process of being reviewed, because that was done at the directive of the president from all of these agencies.
So have you seen anything that you said, oh my gosh?
Not yet.
Okay. Well, we'll check back with you.
So she's saying not yet. I think she probably has seen some things, but she's not willing to tell them yet. Okay. So yeah, she's just keeping her cards close to her vest. And so I really appreciate her. And just, it's so great to see all of these wonderful people. My contention is that the president could not have brought these people into these positions of authority back in his first term. His first term was about exposing them, putting them all front and center, and letting you see the John Boltons and all these ones, and showing you that they will do nothing except this, continue with the status quo and keeping the deep state running things. And so now you have these people who are chomping at the bit like a horse at the starting gate, ready to go, just to destroy the criminal cabal. And actually, the very next video I wanted to show you was where Pete Hegseth is going to Gitmo today, and Laura Ingraham went along with him. I want you to hear what she had to say. And so supposedly on her show tonight, we'll have to see whatever time she comes on, and maybe it's coming up here soon, that she's going to be doing a video showing what's going on down there. So stay tuned. As soon as I have it, I will put it out on the social media. If you guys aren't familiar, this is the website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live, and all the social media is right here, social media platforms, and you can just follow us there. If you'll please follow us on X now, we're really trying to help promote X, because that's really the one of the mainstream platforms. I love that we've had Telegram. I appreciate we've had these Getter and True Social. We've been able to share over there, but I'm really trying as much as we can to reach people who are outside of our bubble. So if you can possibly be on X with me and help me to get this job done, to share this information over on X, because kind of as much as I love True Social and Telegram and Getter, and thankfully we've had them during all this mayhem, a lot of the people who are there are already awake. And so we want to try to reach out to people who are outside of that bubble. All right. So yeah, that's where you go and find all that. So I will be posting that as soon as I get that clip. So here's from Laura Ingraham. So let's see what she had to say there.
We're getting ready to depart for Gitmo. It's about 7:30 in the morning. Early risers in the military, of course, with the Secretary of Defense, Pete Hegseth. There's a big mission underway at Gitmo. We're going to tell you a little bit about it, involving moving some of the illegal immigrants out of the United States, who are seeking, we're seeking asylum here. But this is going to be an exciting trip and very informational for all the viewers of The Angle. Look forward to seeing you for the report.
All right. Actually, this morning I saw, and I don't think I posted it, I saw a video of this kid. I don't even know. He looked about 15. I don't know how old he was. I'm sure he wasn't. He was really, really thin. And he said he'd lost like 9 pounds in a week from being at Gitmo. He says he's never going back to the United States illegally ever in his lifetime. He's, you know, that taught him a very strong lesson. And actually, Caroline Leavitt was saying today, or Leavitt, however you say her name, she was saying that, they were saying how we've heard reports about people who are suffering at Gitmo. She said, don't forget, these people are criminals. These people have, you know, so this is a new day, a new sheriff in town, a new way to run things. So between, you know, between Homan, who plays, who doesn't play, and Pete Hegseth, who's at Gitmo right now, you know, this is a big time, a big shift in how we're going to run our country. It's going to be the rule of law, and everyone needs to get with the program. So that's how we're going to run it. How about that? Y'all like that? It's time. Yeah. So as far as, I just don't understand why they're waiting. You know, I've just continued to trust the plan. I trust their timing, and I don't have to understand. I do think so much of this is biblical timing, and I really would be, it's not going to just, in my opinion, the day of the downfall where you see mass arrests, because we've been led to believe it's going to be mass arrests. It would not, you know, we're seeing mass arrests really right now with this, you know, the illegal aliens. I can see that it would take time to get these criminal cartel aliens out of here, because they are such a criminal element that would potentially try to burn our country to the ground, get them out, and then have the arrest of the cabal. I'm going to show you about Comey and Schiff, with some of the things that are going on with them right now. So it's coming, and it's all about this timing as far as keeping everyone as safe as possible. They've already told us that on the board many times, and also it's also biblical timing. And that's what I'm saying about the Purim. March 18th, I think it's 18th, is Purim. Let me see if I have it written on my calendar, because I like to keep up with the biblical calendar. You know I do. I don't have it on this particular calendar, but it is, that is, would be a biblical day for something like this to happen. Passover would be another very biblical day of the destruction of the enemies. So we will see. Big mission going on, though, at Gitmo. You know, for years we've never, you know, we've heard, oh, there's 10 people at all of Gitmo. And now, you know, as we had heard on the board, you know, 17 told us this is going to be, you know, Gitmo's going to be full. And here we see this happening before our very eyes. The things that we've been told, you know, Kashyap Patel, name to remember. We didn't know in the world who this was. And here he is, the FBI director. Dan Bongino is now, that he has to be put into place. He has to be in place. He can't just, you know, we have to have all the people in their positions and so for this to happen. Okay, so just everybody just hang on tight. We've come this far. And the reality is, if anyone else could do a better job than President Trump, then you can go ahead and do that. But I don't see anyone else who could do this in all the world. All right, so the latest thing that just happened here just a couple of hours ago was that they made a deal with the mineral rights in Ukraine. And it looks like, you know, they aren't talking at this point about the ceasefire, but they are talking about how we're going to get paid back for all the money that we had spent over in Ukraine. And so I'm going to show you what Macron had to say about that too. This was he and Trump were going round and round. I'm going to show you that. But here they were going back and forth with Ukraine, because they didn't want to give up all their mineral rights, of course. And so the way it's working is basically Kiev will, and I love how they're writing Kiev. Thank you, Charlie Kirk. It's not Kiev. I refuse to call it Kiev. I'm not calling it Kiev. It's not Kiev. It's historically Kiev. Kiev will contribute 50% of future mineral revenue to a joint fund. That deal comes without security guarantees. We're not going to be doing your military security. We're not doing that. But I think that's what that's talking about. Anyway, so but Kiev will contribute 50% Okay, so we won't get 100%. They're going to get 50% of this to rebuild their country. And their country is in ramshackles. It's just a mess. It's just destroyed. And things that you'll never be able to, you know, build back, you know, these historic buildings that have been there forever. And this whole thing, I don't even know if I have this clip either, but I was so aggravated at, I'll show you that about Macron. Did y'all see the clip of Kilmeade today and how he's talking with Tammy Bruce? Tammy Bruce is now one of the, I think she's an ambassador, and she is such a great person to be in this position. And so Kilmeade was saying, how dare, you know, Putin have done all this and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, he doesn't want to have the blame, or she's trying to lay all the blame on Putin. And so, you know, she's saying that for the first time, they can actually come to an agreement, and they know that President Trump will keep his word. In other words, the Biden administration and NATO did not keep their word before. But Putin knows that President Trump will. So that's what they're talking about as far as this, you know, peace negotiations going on. You know, when they, I'm going to have you listen to Jeffrey Sachs. He goes through piece by piece how they've broken their promises time and time and time and time again. I'm getting ahead of myself, though. But anyway, so this is the mineral rights deal with the U.S. as a compensation for the hundreds of billions of dollars America has invested. So I love it. President Trump, as wealthy as he is, he's not like, oh, we'll just forget it. You know, we'll just forgive it. No, we'll not forgive it. You have to pay us back for what, you know, all of this that we have spent. The American people cannot pay everyone's way in the entire world. Everybody has to be responsible for their own country and the decisions they make. And the American people can't pay for everyone's mistakes in the whole wide world. That's what we've been doing for far, far too long. Look at our debt. It's outrageous. Our country will fail. And that's exactly what they're trying to do. Put everybody on our nickel so that it basically causes our country to financially collapse. Not happening. Okay, look at this look. look at this look by Macron. And that's kind of that French, like, you know, he realizes that he's trying to come up with some BS and President Trump isn't having it. And President Trump, I don't know who he's looking at, but it's obvious that he's trying to say, okay, you really believe what this guy's saying? Do anybody here believe anything that he's coming out of his mouth? So here I want you to hear this whole thing. And he talks, you know, with this really thick French accent, so it's kind of hard to understand what he's saying. But I wanted to, I'll try to decode it.
That we're going to see how it all works out. Let's see what happens. I think we have a chance of a really good settlement between various countries. And, you know, you're talking about Europe, and you're talking about Ukraine as part of that whole situation. The other side has a lot of support also. So let's see how it all works out. It might work out. Look, you can never make up lives. The one thing you can't, you can make up the money, but you can't make up the lives. A lot of lives lost. I think probably a lot more lives than people are talking about. It's been a rough war, but I think we're close to getting it solved.
Yes.
Europe is loaning the money to Ukraine. They get their money back.
No, in fact, to be frank, we paid 60% of the total default. Okay. And it was through, like the U.S., loans, guarantee, grants, and we provided real money, to be clear.
Okay.
We have 230 billion frozen assets in Europe, Russian assets, but this is not as a collateral of a loan because this is not our belonging.
Okay.
So they are frozen.
Can you hear? I don't even know if y'all can understand at all what he's saying. He's saying that they have frozen the assets of the Russian assets that have been in European banks. I don't know if you guys knew this. So can you imagine, you know, they start this war and then basically whatever money they had in the bank, they froze those assets. So they've been, you know, making money on those assets all this time. And so he's saying, well, this is not ours. This is not ours to keep, you know. Anyway, so he's, you know, saying that. And President Trump is just listening to him saying, oh, we paid so much of this to war. You know, President Trump knows that they haven't paid for their own defense, much less for the Ukraine's defense. And so here in a second, President Trump's going to say, if you believe that, go ahead. I won't mind if you believe that. In other words, this is a pile of, you know what? So check it out.
If at the end of the day, in the negotiation we will have with Russia, they're ready to give it to us, super. It will be loan at the end of the day, and Russia will have paid for that.
If you believe that, it's okay with me.
that look. Oh my goodness, the look on President Trump's face. If you believe that, you know, that Russia is going to pay them back, you got another think coming. It is not going to happen. You can forget that. It's not happening. And this guy, you know, they want to have their cake and they eat it too. They want to have America pay and then for Russia to pay them back for something that they didn't even pay for this war. And it's all their fault. It's all their fault. It's NATO's fault that this even happened to begin with. And so I wanted you to hear, okay, here's more about the mineral rights. I want you to hear what Jeffrey Sachs had to say. This is going to, we have to have everybody put on our thinking caps because this one is a little bit more intricate than what we, you know, maybe necessarily do. But he's going into a lot of history that, you know, of NATO and how they've broken their promises time and time and time again. And so I really appreciate that he's been paying attention and he's been trying to stop them from doing this because he knew that, you know, Putin at some point, you know, you just keep going this way and that way and just keep breaking the promise. And then another time and another time and another time. And eventually Russia is going to have to say, okay, now we have to have war over this. And so it's just, you know, I really appreciate Jeffrey Sachs. He's just such a great, great man who fought for years. When the honest truth is, you know, in one sense, we weren't paying attention. Okay. I didn't know anything about all this going on. And I would also blame the mainstream media because they hid so much of this from us, you know, and the thing is, we didn't have the ability to find it out on social media. Right? Social media was so highly controlled. That's what's so amazing in this day is that we now have truly a free press for, I guess, maybe the first time in our lives. We now have Telegram and so True Social and Getter and we have X and they're truly free that you can get the truth. Thank goodness for the ability now to get the truth. It's really shocking. So check it out. I want you to hear what Jeffrey Sachs has to say.
Every day. This started in 1990. February 9th, 1990, James Baker III, our Secretary of State, said to Mikhail Gorbachev, NATO will not move one inch eastward if you agree to German unification, basically ending World War II. And Gorbachev said, that's very important. Yes, NATO doesn't move, and we agree to German unification. The U.S. then cheated on this, already starting in 1994.
94.
When Clinton signed off on a plan to expand NATO all the way to Ukraine. This is when the so-called neocons took power, and Clinton was the first agent of this. And the expansion of NATO started in 1999 with Poland, Hungary, and Czech Republic. At that point, Russia didn't much care. There was no border other than with the Königsberg, but other than that, there was no direct threat. Then the U.S. Led the bombing of Serbia in 1999.
Okay, I want to make sure you guys are hearing this. They made an agreement. They already broke the agreement just a few years later, but Putin didn't start a war over it. Okay, this is back in 1994. Now you've got the Serbian bombing in 1999. Check this out.
That was bad, by the way, because that was a use of NATO to bomb a European capital, Belgrade, 78 straight days to break the country apart. The Russians didn't like that very much. But Putin became president. They swallowed it. They complained. But even Putin started out pro-European, pro-American, actually asked maybe we should join NATO when there was still the idea of some kind of mutually respectful relationship. Then 9/11 came, then came Afghanistan, and the Russians said, yeah, we'll support you, we understand, to root out terror. But then came two other decisive actions. In 2002, the United States unilaterally walked out of the Anti-Ballistic Missile Treaty. This was probably the most decisive event, never discussed in this context. But what it did was trigger the U.S. putting in missile systems in Eastern Europe that Russia views as a dire, direct threat.
Are y'all hearing what he's saying? He says, are they going to be able to allow ballistic missile systems trained right onto Moscow? Are they going to be able to just abide by that? Of course not. Nobody, if there were missiles that were in Cuba pointed to America, we wouldn't put up with it either. And this is what I was saying before. Kilmeade very well knows that. And so does Tammy Bruce. She was being very diplomatic, and she was saying that they can count on President Trump to keep his word. In other words, NATO has not kept their word time and time and time and time again. And I don't know if Kilmeade, I'm thinking that he surely knows this, and he's just controlled, and he says whatever his bosses tell him to say. And most people haven't looked into it enough to know any better and to call Kilmeade out as a paid shill, a liar. Okay, but I am. I'm calling him out. And I really appreciate Jeffrey Sachs really breaking it down into a 6-minute video. It makes it super simple. So I shared this today on the social media. Really, I would encourage you to go get it. I'll try to go get it and put it in the chat, the link to it.
In 2004-05, we engaged in a soft regime change operation in Ukraine. But in 2009, Yanukovych won the election and he became president. And in 2010, on the basis of neutrality for Ukraine. That calmed things down because the U.S. was pushing NATO, but the people of Ukraine on the opinion polls didn't even want to be in NATO. They knew that the country is divided between ethnic Ukrainian, ethnic Russian. What do we want with this? We want to stay away from your problems. So in February 22nd, 2014, the United States participated actively in the overthrow of Yanukovych. A typical U.S. regime change operation. Have no doubt about it. And the Russians did us a favor. They intercepted a really ugly call between Victoria Nuland, my colleague at Columbia University now, between her and the U.S. ambassador to Ukraine, Jeffrey Kiat, who's a senior State Department official till today. And they talked about regime change. They said, who's going to be the next government? All of this is to say, the U.S. then said, okay, now NATO's really going to enlarge. And Putin kept saying, stop. You promised no NATO enlargement. It's been, by the way, I forgot to mention, in 2004, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, Bulgaria, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia, 7 more countries in the not one inch eastward. And then, okay, it's a long story, but the U.S. kept rejecting the basic idea, don't expand NATO to Russia's border in a context where we're putting in goddamn missile systems after breaking a treaty. 2019, we walked out of the Intermediate Nuclear Force Treaty. On December 15, 2021, Putin put on the table a draft Russia-U.S. security agreement. You can find it online. The basis of it is no NATO enlargement. I called the White House that next week after that, begging them, take the negotiations. Putin's offered something. Avoid this war. Oh, Jeff, there's not going to be a war. Announce that NATO's not going to enlarge. Oh, don't worry, NATO's not going to enlarge. I said, oh, you're going to have a war over something that's not going to happen? Why don't you announce it? And he said, no, no, our policy is an open door. This is Jake Sullivan. Our policy is an open door policy. Open door for NATO enlargement. That is under the category of bullshit, by the way. You don't have your right to put your military bases anywhere you want and expect peace in this world. They turned down the negotiations. Then the special military operation started.
Okay, so y'all hear what he's saying. Jake Sullivan is responsible for the deaths of these millions of Ukrainians and Russians because he refused to say one simple sentence that we're not going to allow Ukraine into NATO. But you know what the neocons have been doing all these years because they're bloodthirsty. They are the military-industrial complex. They are wanting to foment all this war because it makes them wealthy and so they can control all these countries. And so they just kept going forward and forward and forward for years and years and years. And now was the day of reckoning when they were like, yay, we're going to be able to start World War III. And this is exactly, miraculously, it has not been a World War III. It's a miracle of the Lord that it has not been. But this is what he's saying. Jake Sullivan could have stopped it, and these debts are on his head, on his hands, as well as all of the people in these positions of authority who could, you know, NATO, and all these neocons, and who've gotten extremely wealthy. Well, the Bible says that they will not be able to spend all this money that they have gotten by blood. It's absolutely evil. I just wanted you to hear this. Isn't it? Jeffrey Sachs is a huge blessing to the world, explaining all of this in such a very concise and easy to understand way. So just one little bit more.
And 5 days later, Zelensky says, okay, neutrality. And then the United States and Britain said, no way. You guys fight on. We got your back. We don't have your front. You're all going to die. But we got your back. As we kept pushing them into the front lines. That's 600,000 deaths now of Ukrainians since Boris Johnson flew to Kyiv to tell them to be brave.
So awful. So awful. I wanted you guys to hear that and to understand that. So I will go ahead and give you the post to that. This is on X. Thank you so much, Tammy, for posting this over there. So I'm going to post it into the chat section. And Miss Songbird, if you could put this, I'm going to put it on here. This is the Jeffrey Sachs explanation, history lesson. So you guys can grab that, and you can also, it'll also, Tammy, I'm sorry, Songbird, if you can put that in the comments section. Okay. All right, so there's that. I just really appreciate such a brave man for trying his hardest to save all these lives. And I'm telling you, biblically, these people, it's not that they will, yes, they will expend eternity. They will pay for their crimes in eternity. But this is going to happen now. And all the world will see that they were trying so hard to foment a World War III. They would, you know, they wanted it to be more bloodshed, as if 600,000 is not enough. They wanted more and more and more. As it says, is this Habakkuk 2 says, like the grave, they are never satisfied. They are never satisfied with, it just want more and more and more death. And that tells you right there, everything you need to know about their heart, that they are connected to demons, not to the Lord. It says, you know, whether they do rituals or whatever, they are bloodthirsty like demons. That's all there is to it. All right. So this is something that was coming out today, that this FBI whistleblower says the FBI is actively destroying evidence after Cash and Bongino took over. He says the FBI is working day and night to destroy files on those servers and it can't be restored. Now, I don't believe that's the case. If you've seen this, I wanted to kind of give you an idea of what's really going on. You know, the White Hats gained control back in the first term, President Trump's first term. And 17 told us very clearly that we would never give them the power again. It's just, you know, and I think what a lot of that meant was all the evidence. We had access to all the evidence. And I think that likely, maybe, that Elon is 17, maybe, because he's certainly like the top anon of the world, the top autist of the world, and had got access to all this. And we know that their antiquated computer systems could so easily be hacked. They're talking about this when they're doing the Doge. They're saying this is just so easily hacked. And so, you know, it would be nothing. It would be absolutely nothing for him to take all that data and have live copies of it somewhere in a vault somewhere. That would be so easy. I think that likely is a big part of what Space Force is about, is all this, the internet security, the internet data, that really is what is really space is about, is all of our data. So either way, I'm not worried. They can try to delete it and that'll just prove that, you know, show everybody where their crimes are. Whatever they're trying to delete, that's where the smoking gun is. So I'm not worried about any of this. They cannot trump Trump. They've said, oh, we've got him this time, we've got him that time, and 1,000 different times, and they can't. They can't. So don't let any of that worry you at all. Okay, so here is our wonderful president talking about Elon's email saying to go ahead and send out in what they had done over the past 5 days, or the five, I'm sorry, yeah, the five things that they'd accomplished. What was it? Five things that they'd accomplished last week, that they had gotten done, right? So it's just one thing a day. That's what it was, one thing a day. Okay, so listen to what President Trump says, because basically he's saying, we're trying to see if even these people exist, or if they're just fake people. Just someone's getting a paycheck for someone who's dead. And that there's not even anyone to respond. So that's what he has to say.
The last email that was sent, where he wanted to know what you did this week. You know why he wanted that, by the way? I thought it was great. Because we have people that don't show up to work and nobody even knows if they work for the government. So by asking the question, tell us what you did this week, what he's doing is saying, are you actually working? And then if you don't answer, like you're sort of semi-fired or you're fired, because a lot of people are not answering because they don't even exist. They're trying to find, that's how badly various parts of our government were run by, and especially by this last group. So what they're doing is they're trying to find out who's working for the government. Are we paying other people that aren't working? And, you know, where is all this? Where's the money gone? We have found hundreds of billions of dollars of fraud so far, and we've just started. We're actually going to Fort Knox to see if the gold is there, because maybe somebody stole the gold, tons of gold. So I think it was actually, there was a lot of genius in sending it. We're trying to find out if people are working. And so we're sending a letter to people, please tell us what you did last week. If people don't respond, it's very possible that there is no such.
Yes, I love it. I love it. So I think that's really important for everybody to understand. That's what that's what's behind a lot of this. And at the SBA today, they have like 80% of the people are back. So maybe 20% are not gonna show up. But you know, okay, that's what we want to know is, are you a real person? Are you actually doing something now? I have a dear friend who has been working. She just recently retired, but she was working a lot from home. She's answered the phone. She's in the Equal Opportunity Employment Agency type thing. And so she would have to take a lot of phone calls, and she could take phone calls from her home as well as taking phone calls from the office. And this all started in 2020, you know, with the COVID. So, you know, there are some who were actually doing their jobs, even though they were not at work. And so you've got 80% are back, but okay, what's the story with the 20%? If 20% were just fake people, dead people, fraudulent people, Aunt Susie? I actually know of someone who was a treasurer in an official position. And so this person was told to cut checks for some people and said, who is this person? And they said, oh, it's my Aunt Susie. He's like, I don't know what it was, the relationship. But then anyway, the point is that the person never came to work, whatever. And he's like, no, I'm not doing that. Well, would you believe they had the newspapers come over and say he wasn't doing his job and threw him out on his can, because they mean to do their criminal activities. There's no doubt about it. That's the way they've been rolling for a long time, not only in the federal government, but in the state government. Anyway, but yeah, this is what we're trying to clear up and root out. And there's, you know, yeah, I thought this was so cute. What are the last five things you ate this week? I just love it. I love it. One of the things that just happened before we came on here was something about RFK and how the transparency in the pricing of the pharmaceuticals. But yeah, so just get ready. He hasn't even really gotten started yet, you know, as far as rolling all of these things out there. But this is one thing that just came out today, but I thought that was cute. So what did you guys eat today? What's the last five things you ate? So I put mine on there because I do steel cut oats just about every morning. I do a protein in it, and I do my green smoothie every day. And I've been doing that ever since I was poisoned. And I'm so glad that I hate that I was poisoned, but I'm so glad that I've started doing that, because I know that this has really improved my health. And I put all this stuff in it, but it looks like a lot, but it's like, you know, you kind of, you know, I have everything in a little, in my little cupboard in the fridge right there, easy. So I just blump, 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 and off we go. And so this is so important that you pump your body filled with all these good things. I put this organic spring mix, organic, you know, spinach, organic celery, y'all. I do organic strawberries, organic bananas, all this. Okay. I put apple cider vinegar. I put, all these things that are listed on here. I do the super greens that I get from Touchstone. You can click on the link right here. I'm going to pop this in here. I really encourage you to try it. Okay. And this would be, yes, all this. This is my green smoothie. I love this. I put my protein in there, and, you know, I'm very, you know, all this just goes right in, and I just glunk it down, and it's wonderful. What I love about it is I can throw things into my smoothie that maybe might not, you know, maybe I'm not taste that good in water or whatever, but you can just throw it in your smoothie and it gets all mixed in and you don't even taste it. Okay. You just glunk it down. So I love that. The super greens though, this one is super great. If you don't have time to do all the ingredients that I put in, I really encourage you to do the super green juice. Now it is very, very strong, but it is the real deal. All this turmeric root and milk thistle and ginseng and parsley and all these are perfect for your body. They are sourced where they have pure water and, you know, everything absolutely pure, just the pristine elements, the shiitake mushrooms, the maitake mushrooms, the turkey tail, so good for your brain health, all this. And so it's kind of strong. Okay. So what I do is I like to put in there, I put my protein powder. If you just can do, you know, just a couple things, do protein powder and throw some fruit in there and it'll be, you'll love it. Okay. So just, I would really encourage you to try that. So this is the link for that. I love this because there are some green powders out there that are not good, but I know I trust this company right here. All right, so I'm going to show you this. And it was so great because, you know, my wonderful Dr. Laura, who has taken such good care of me when I was sick and helped to save my life, it was great because she and I was saying, you know, asking her opinion on certain things. And it was like she had found the same products, the very same things with her research. I'm like, I must be on the right track. So take that lesson from me. It's really important. When you've had your life threatened, you want to make sure that you are having the very best things for your body that you possibly can. All right. So I actually have updated the health page, and it's got a lot more easily to find items on there, things that are much easier to find, like the methylene blue and the silver that we've been talking about. Because the other day, I did notice it kind of gotten messy. I kept adding things and putting more information on there as I would find it, and it really got to be like your closet. Does anybody have the same thing with their closet? It kind of gets messy. Anyway, so I kind of tidied it up. One of my lovely Team Melly people was like, we need to tidy this up. I'm like, okay, so now that's done. There's my health page right there. So everything is very easy to find over there. I've tidied up the silver page. I've got a video on here about silver. I do this every day. It's a perfect antibiotic, natural antibiotic, and it stops fungus, mold, bacteria, but not the good flora. You want when you have the greens, that helps your gut flora to be strong and for you to be able to absorb the good nutrients in your food, and also for your body to eliminate any of the bad things. So it doesn't get rid of the good flora. It's an antibiotic that gets rid only of the bad bacteria. All right, so I want you to hear that. This is another amazing, what is this man's name, y'all? Somebody tell me. He is a treasure for our country. And what he was saying on this video was that we have not been the coup. We are the counter coup. The coup is those who were using, were like what I was saying before, the neocons who were basically trying to start World War III. They were the coup. The ones who have hijacked our elections, they are the coup. We are the counter coup to get our country back. And so he's talking about how what we have gone through that has just been so outrageous with them, you know, forcing the transgender and forcing the mask and forcing us to do the jab and forcing this, all these agendas on us. That has been the coup. Anyway, he says it much better than I do. Check it out.
And they call it the MAGA revolution. It's not a revolution. It is a count.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Let me see if I can figure out how to get this to go again. Oh, no. My file is gone. Oh, no. Okay. Never mind. Okay. So basically what he was saying, and I'll just move on. I'll have to show that to you another day. But he was basically saying all of these things were intended to bring down our country. This is what it was for. And that's why it was so maddening. You're like, why are they doing this? Why are they, you know, acting like this is normal behavior for them to allow, you know, boys, males in women's sports? I mean, everything was like a movie from 1984, the 1984 movie. You're like, this does not make any sense. And what he was saying was this was part of what they were doing, the coup to take down our country. Of course. And what's so wonderful is that we defeated them. We have. We are, you can see day after day after day, we are reversing everything that they did, and they will not ever get to do this again because they're going to be held to an account. President Trump did not do it during his first term, but this term he will. And they'll be held to an account. And so I'm going to show you here what's going on with Shifty Schiff and with Comey. So just hang on tight. All right, so I'm going to show you that. But I first want to remind you of this passage from Daniel chapter, I think this is chapter 8. Yeah, this is chapter 8. And I've got videos over on freedomforce.live. Let me move this over. freedomforce.live right here. When you go to the categories, you will see I've got a Revelation playlist, and I've also got like a biblical playlist. And there I tell all kinds of Bible stories. And so, you know, and open up lots of different passages. But like, this is the book where I wrote the 17 Bible stories that are happening before our eyes. If you guys haven't checked that one out, definitely check it out. You can actually check out the audiobooks I have for each of the books too, because that might be easier to do as you're on your commute or whatever. All right, so, but this one right here about Daniel is the, you can find stories about Daniel, just search Daniel 8, and this will, you can have a whole video on Daniel 8. But basically, it's talking about this, the New World Order is this final beast, and that's who we're fighting, the Antichrist, the New World Order, the Beast of Revelation, whatever you want to call it. You know, it's got many different names throughout the Bible. But here it talks about, starting in verse 23, it says, in the latter time of their kingdom, when the transgressors are come to the full, a king of fierce countenance and understanding dark sentences shall stand up. What is this dark sentences? Is this demonic intrigue, the control by the dark side, the literally satanic worship? These people who literally know dark sentences from hell itself. Okay, this is what it's talking about. As Putin has said, the world is run by satanic pedophiles. If I have time, I'll show you the one by Roseanne Barr was saying that same thing. She says, we have defeated. Let me see if I can find that one real quick. But she was saying, the wizards and warlocks who practice black magic under Satan are being exposed right now, and all of humanity is being returned to their connection with the Creator God. Isn't that beautiful? Yay! Thank you, Roseanne. Absolutely. This is what she's talking about. This is what we were talking about. We're trying to help everybody understand these people are bad to the bone. You cannot reason with these people. I actually, and I'm getting off on the subject also, but 1 John chapter 4 says, I don't even say to pray for such. He says, these people who have done the sin unto death, it's also called the unpardonable sin, that and you cannot reason with them because they're controlled by demons and they will lie and lie and lie. This is what, you know, we found this out. These people will lie and they have no compunction. None at all, because they're filled with demons. Okay. Anyway, so this kingdom is run, this New World Order regime, this beast is, they have a fierce countenance and they understand dark sentences and they rise up. And the power shall be mighty. Sorry, but not by their own power. Not by, it says his own power, but it's a collective. It's not one individual, okay? It's not one individual. It's this collective. This Antichrist is a network of criminals. And they wanted us to think it was one person, and that's not the case. Anyway, so it's not their own power. This is satanic power, right? We know that. And he shall destroy wonderfully. Well, not, you think wonderfully is wonderful and good. No, wonderfully as in it'll just make you wonder. Like, how could they do these things? How could they, you know, do this mutilation? How could they cause this wars and have no care about, you know, 600,000 people dead on the battlefield? How? It's just, it makes you wonder what in the world. And they shall prosper. They'll be a successful. And they shall practice and shall destroy the mighty and holy people. The people who are just the good people who just want to live their lives and they're not filled with demons. And through that policy, he shall cause craft to prosper in his hand, this craftiness. And I'll tell you one thing, this is a very interesting thing. This, that they call this the Masonic Secret Society, is a craft. And it's not about craftiness, it's about, it's not like craft as in building something good. It's about craftiness as in demonic craftiness. Now, there's some people who are on the lower rungs that maybe they're just useful idiots. They don't understand what they're involved in. But the people at the top know. They know. You guys know that, right? You know that. All right, so they'll cause craft to prosper in their hand, and they'll magnify themselves in their heart. I'm putting them as a collective. I'm translating it to make sure you understand. It's not an individual person. They're so filled with pride and arrogance. They puff themselves up, and that's the only thing that explains why they've done untold evil that just boggles the mind, because they're so filled with pride. They're like, no one can stop us. It's impossible to stop us. We run too much of the world. They can't stop us. We control everything. We control all the countries. We control the entertainment. We control the media. We control the music. We control everything. the school systems, all this. We control it all. So, you know, and we control the judges, all this. Elon was talking today about we've got to impeach these judges because they are stopping there from being justice in the world. But treason is not done by these judges. That's military tribunals. Anyway, all right, so they magnify themselves in their hearts, and they'll, by peace, shall destroy many. Oh, this is for your good. Take the jab. It's good for you. This will save your life. And by that, they've destroyed many. Right? And he will stand up against even the Prince of Princes, the Lord himself. The Lord Jesus is the Prince of Princes. They're standing up against the Lord himself. Himself. But he shall be broken. These evildoers, the Antichrist, this criminal cabal will be broken without hand. In another place it talks about, in the King James or New King James, it says without human agency. Does that mean that we're not in here to help? Of course we are. But this is the Lord rescuing us. This is the Lord himself rescuing us. This is not something that we could... I mean, look at this. From all this time, we've not been able to destroy this criminal cabal. And then when the day came and the Lord woke us up and he has shown us the sign of the Son of Man, we see that this is the end of the criminal cabal. Okay. Anyway, so yeah, he shall be broken, but without hand, without human hand. This is the Lord's hand that is doing this. This is Daniel chapter 8. Verses 23, 24, and 25. And there's no doubt about it. This is biblical. This is, they're going to be destroyed. And there's no doubt. They will be broken. They will be broken. And so I really appreciate it. Somebody at the very beginning was like, I wish everybody would listen to Melly because they would have no fear. You know, that's not exactly what the person said, but it's really, you know, they wouldn't be running around and scared because they would know. This is why, you know, just pray for us that we'll find the way to reach the people. They've tried everything to stop us. You know, they continually try to stop our channels from the things that we're saying. We're obviously effective, and they don't like that, and we're not controlled. That's what they don't like at all, so that's why they keep trying to squish us down. But anyway, just pray. Pray that we'll be able to fulfill the assignment the Lord has given to us, because I don't know that many people who are speaking this message that of this... this confidence that we're going to destroy the evildoers and we'll have this beautiful days coming upon us. That's what my books are all about. This one, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace, is the Decode of Revelation. This is the one where the minor prophets told us everything that was going to happen. And I've got a very cool, exciting surprise for you. My dear friend is helping me to get this done. She was working on the study guide for that one. I can't even believe it. My wonderful Tammy. Y'all just pray for Tammy. She's worse than I am. She takes on way too much. Anyway, thank you, Tammy. You're so amazing. And then this one, of course, is the 17 Bible stories that are happening. These Bible stories, once you know these Bible stories, you're like, this is exactly what's happening. Purim, or, you know, the crossing the Red Sea and the evildoers ending up drowning in the Red Sea. All these things are happening there. And you can share them with people. You can send them for $2.99. You can send this book and maybe they'll listen to it. And also, these are the study guides. Don't forget, we're doing chapter 16, I think it is, next week. And that one's going to be about we're going to talk about the two beasts, and the mark of the beast is coming up this weekend. Okay, so don't forget to do your homework, everybody. All right, so this is where, okay, so a couple of other things that have happened just before we came on tonight. One is that Trump says the U.S. will end the EB-5 visa program abused as a cheap way to buy a green card. So he said no more of that. And he signed an executive order. Nope, we're not doing that anymore. We're not doing it. So that's amazing. So he said, you know, shut that down like that. So he shut that down. And he also, let me see, he also had one other thing. This was something that he just talked about before we came on. He said, let's see. He said, he announced the U.S. will now be selling, interesting, this is for people who can afford $5 million, not someone who's just coming into our country to take advantage of all the benefits in our country. This is someone who has $5 million, they can buy a gold card. Forget a green card where they come in and try to get our green money. This is a gold card that for $5 million, they can get a quicker route to citizenship. But they are having to promise that they're going to invest in our country. Of course, with $5 million, I'm thinking that they will. But anyway, that's an interesting thing that he... He's wanting to get from everybody in the world to invest in our country, and he's getting a lot of that going on. All right, so the other thing, did you guys hear about this? Just north of Houston, you guys know I live near Houston. Just north of Houston, there's this place called Colony Ridge, and that's what it looks like. It's basically, you know, a lot of a huge trailer park. It's 60 square miles. It's 60 square miles, just like north of Houston, and it's been taken over by this illegal immigration operation. And so they are going in and said they just started to go in and take these people out and remove these people. The criminals, they're starting with the criminals. Colony Ridge is the largest illegal immigrant sanctuary in the U.S., where illegals are able to circumvent finance laws to purchase land. A Texas land developer has established a massive settlement north of Houston where thousands of illegal immigrants are believed to have settled and could become a strategic asset for the cartels. And so they're going in and removing these cartels from Colony Ridge. It's owned and operated by William Trey Harris, rapidly expanding. They could buy land for about $60,000. Traditional financing methods require credit ratings and proof of income and proof of, you know, anyway, they're dodging all that and providing a fake security number. Anyway, so this is something that just started happening. They're confirming that this immigration operation to remove these people is underway. This just happened because they're saying that a lot of these, they're not going as quickly as they want to go because they're being stymied by the sanctuary cities. Oh, and by the way, Kristi Noem found out who the leakers were, who put the Homeland Security people at risk because they let them know that the Homeland Security people were coming and put the agents at risk. And so these people, she found out who they are, and they're in big, big trouble. Not only have they lost their jobs, but I'm sure they'll be in even bigger trouble than that. So yeah, this is a big deal. All right, so ready to go on Comey. We love to see this. Oh my goodness! Look at what Kash Patel is doing. Just in, Kash Patel and the FBI have launched an investigation into former director James Comey's spying on President Trump's 2016 campaign. Hot diggity! Imagine that. The FBI is getting the former FBI director. How about that? And Andrew McCabe was saying, we don't want these people, you know, Kash Patel, and we don't want Dan Bongino in here because they don't have, you know, they don't understand the FBI. Oh, yeah, they understand it. Oh, yeah, they understand it. That's what you don't like is that they understand it all too well, and they're coming for you. They know exactly what you've done, and they're going to nail you to the wall. Justice is coming. Comey and the Obama FBI sent two female honeypot agents to infiltrate the Trump campaign, traveling with Trump as well as some high-level staffers, per the Washington Times. This was an off-the-books operation, and the Trump FBI is now attempting to locate those agents. How about that? Yeah, womp womp. Comey is going, it's bad news. Bad news for him. Okay, so the other thing, and I don't have a clip of it, but that is that Shifty Shift. Here they go on Shifty Shift. Let me see if I can find that one because I don't want you guys to miss out on hearing about that. Let me see if I can do a duplicate real quick and see if I can find what's happening. With the FBI is after Shifty Shift. Let me see. S-C-H-I-F-F. Do y'all remember? Y'all have a clip of that? Oh, this is a cute little puppy. Wait, this little puppy's waiting for Shifty Shift to be arrested. Okay. Chief Russia hoax collusion spreader Adam Schiff is absolutely terrified. Good. First, okay, so he's upset, and Elon said the hammer of justice is coming. So get ready for this. Get ready for this. So I don't see the exact post about this, but he realizes it's the clock is ticking. Tick tock, tick tock. All right, I'm not gonna have time to do this one. This is, I guess maybe I could do maybe one little clip. This one is so good. Did you guys ever get a chance to go and watch this interview of Secretary of State Marco Rubio by Catherine Herridge? So I'm going to pop it into the chat again so you guys can go and watch it, because it's just all of it is so good. Let's see. What will we talk about? I just want to maybe play one little clip of it because it's all absolutely so good. Let's do this where he's talking. Oh, you know what? Let's do this about... This is so important. Let's do this one about Hamas, Israel, and Gaza, because it's such a difficult subject to talk about, and that's why they always want to get these little sound bites so they can frame it in however they want it to be framed. And so this was so great that she let him speak and get the information, and he did an amazing job. So check this out. Oh,
Secretary Rubio, thank you for the opportunity. As we sit down today, Hamas has released the bodies of four Israeli hostages, said to include a mother and two children. Your thoughts?
I think it's a reminder of who Hamas really is. I mean, just think about the fact they went in, they grabbed this family, this young woman, her two infant children. I think one was only 4 years old, the other one was one. And then, and it's not just that they did it and that they died in their captivity. Who does that? I mean, who kidnaps families? And then the way even that they were released, you know, with people cheering in the streets, it just tells you who we're dealing with Hamas. This is not a government. This is not simply an ideological movement. These are evil, terrible people. And the idea that they would ever be allowed to continue to have arms, to be militarized, and to control territory anywhere in the world is unfathomable. So our hearts break for these families. You can't be happy that remains are returned, but that's very important to these families from a religious standpoint. It's a sacred thing. But I think to everybody else, it's a reminder as well of who we're talking about here when we talk about Hamas.
One of the Israeli government's objectives.
Okay, I'm going to stop it real quick. Hamas is not the same as the Palestinians. There are some who maybe are brainwashed into, just like we have people in our country who are brainwashed into, you know, supporting Biden, and you know they're brainwashed. There are some people who maybe believe this. They are the problem is it's the people, the ones at the top, are always the ones who are the criminals, and we know that they work with the Zionists. This, you know, he's not going to say that, but I'm going to say that this is what they did so that they could start this war to so they could gobble up this territory. And now President Trump has cut that off, and he's not going to allow them to have this land that they worked so hard for. And this is what the Bible says, that they worked so hard, but all in vain. This is Habakkuk chapter 2, that all that they worked so hard for, it'll be just taken away from them so that they will not be able to take it from, for themselves. So anyway, check it out.
Objectives is the destruction of Hamas. You see some of these pictures, they suggest some strength. What does the intelligence tell us?
Well, I would never discuss intelligence, but I can tell you Hamas is weaker than they once were. They clearly have enough people to put on these shows. They clearly have enough people to still be a threat at some level, but they can't be allowed to reconstitute. Hamas cannot be allowed to once again be a group that can do three things: terrorize the people of Gaza, attack Israel, and actually be a government or anything like a government.
Okay, did y'all hear that? He said Hamas has been terrorizing the people of Gaza. I appreciate him saying that. That helps us to understand that the people, because most people who talk about Hamas, they equivocate Hamas with the Palestinians, and that is not the case. And he is making that very clear. He says that they cannot be a government over these people, just like we cannot have Biden over us forcing all these things down our throats. They cannot have Hamas, which is a new arm of the New World Order, using and abusing the people.
Anywhere in the world. They just can't be. As long as Hamas is in Gaza, there will never be peace in Gaza, because they are going to go back to attacking Israel, and Israel is going to have to respond. And I just ask everybody, if a group like that was operating on the other side of our border with Canada or Mexico, constantly launching attacks, if a group existed in Mexico that came across our border, kidnapped Americans, babies, and launched rockets, we would eliminate them. We would wipe them out. And no country in the world can coexist alongside a group whose intended purpose is the destruction of your state and is willing to commit atrocities like this in the pursuit of it. So I think it's in the best interest of everyone, including Palestinians, to get rid of Hamas, because Hamas terrorizes them too. They hide behind these people.
What is the plan for Gaza?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, the president's plan is the only one that's out there right now. And what the president's point is, how are you going to rebuild this place when you have people living among the rubble? How are you going to rebuild it as long as a group like Hamas is operating there? You can't. If Hamas is there, Israel is going to go after them. So he's put out his plan. And his view of it is you got to remove people from the area so you can actually do the construction. Now, our partners in the region don't like that plan. And I talked to them. I've talked to the Egyptians. I've talked to the Jordanians. They came here a week ago. Talked to the Saudis. I talked to the UAE yesterday. And my challenge is, if you don't like the president's plan, then I think you should come up with a better plan. And I hope they do. I hope they come up with a plan that allows for the reconstruction of Gaza. The United States will try to help it, or will help, as will others, including countries in the region that have to take ownership. But I am, look, the job of removing rubble, the job of rebuilding housing, that can be done. And finding the money to pay for it. The countries in that region are very rich. They can help do that as well. I think the fundamental challenge in any plan is, who is going to govern Gaza? What organization? Because it can't be Hamas. And how are you going to get rid of them? Because ultimately, someone is going to have to go in and get rid of Hamas.
You've been Secretary of State for 30 days. Yes.
Okay. All right. So that was a clip. Just gives you an idea what you can hear on this interview. So it was just, the whole thing was so well done between both of them, Catherine Herridge and then Marco Rubio. So I would really encourage you to watch it and listen to it maybe two or three times and really soak it in and listen super, super carefully. And so I really appreciate what he's saying. You know, Hamas cannot be allowed to continue. And of course, no one would, you know, if they were used by the New World Order cabal, he didn't say this, but I am, that to foment all of this evil and to spur on, to be the catalyst for this war where they would destroy all these homes and then take the land. This was their fault, what they call a false flag. It doesn't mean that these things didn't really happen. It means that they used this event, these events, to cause all this war and to steal the land. So that's how they do it. So I would really encourage you to watch that. That's really, really good. Okay, so here's the last thing, and I think that's everything for today because I don't want to be on here too long. But I just love this. I'm going to play this before we go. But I just love the words. Did you guys love listening to the words of this song? I just love it. And I shared this with my stepdad, hey, Papa George, and he loves Les Miserables so much, and so he was not as familiar with the reprise, and so most of us have not been, and I just love the hope in this song, because the beginning, the first Do You Hear the People Sing, is saying that they are, you know, they have to fight to stop these tyrants and to get out from under the boot off of their neck. But this one is saying about the beautiful future. And that's what my channel, of course, is all about. So I'm really thankful to hear them sing this song at the White House and for everyone to catch this beautiful hope. I just love it. I just love it to pieces. Okay, so before I play that, we're going to pray, and then we'll just sing that as on our way out, and y'all can sing along with me, okay? Thank you again, Lord. We thank you so much that you're here with us, that you have brought us together, that you just work through us and teach us, and you've brought up all these wonderful people who are trying so hard to set things right, and that we have defeated our enemies, and that we are now in the positions of authority, and that we will never... they'll never come back into authority again. This is what your word says. We thank you, Lord, that this is what we're going to see every day get brighter and brighter and brighter, and we're going to see the destruction of our enemies. You promised that, and we see that this is what you're doing in this amazing day, and we thank you that you promised that we will look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. Lord, we know all the evil that they have done, but they will be held to an account, and that the names of their idols will be forgotten, and all the things that they've done, it'll just all be gone. Kind of like what you said in your word, Lord, that if, when a woman is giving labor, giving birth, that she's in, you know, all this labor, all the labor pains. But then when the child is born, she forgets all of that. She doesn't remember all that because the beautiful baby is born into the world. And the same thing will happen when we finally get this kingdom completely born and the beautiful new golden age is completely upon us and our enemies are gone. We won't remember all the all the evil. It'll just be a thing of the past, and we'll move on to this beautiful days, brighter and brighter and brighter. Thank you so much, Lord. I just pray, Lord, help us. Help us to fulfill this mission you've given to us to get the truth out about this, about the truth about the golden age. Lord, we ask you to just guide us. We don't know what to do. We've tried so hard and they've pushed us down so many times, but we just keep trying. But we just ask you to open the Red Sea and help us to get to the other side. Help us to get this job done. And we just know, I kind of reminded of the disciples, how they were in the Sea of Galilee going and fighting, pushing and pushing and trying and trying and trying. And finally, before they knew it, they were to the other side. So I know that we've been trying so hard for so long, but when it's your perfect timing, we trust your perfect timing. When it's that time, it's everyone's going to know, and they'll understand the truth, and there won't be any more of this deception. You promise there won't be any more deception for 1,000 years. That is unbelievable. We just are so excited for that day to be upon us, Lord. No more deception, no more wars, no more chronic disease, no more poverty, no more of this heartache. We praise you and we thank you that you're the King of the world and that you are going to rejoice over us with singing, as you say in Zephaniah 3. Thank you so much, Lord. We love you. We praise you. I ask you your blessings on everyone in the battalion, everyone who is the fighters in this battle. I just pray you continue to strengthen them and touch their hearts and their minds so that they understand the truth, and that any kind of lie, that they would immediately understand that it's not true, and it'll just fall away. And just anyone else who's not even part of the battle, but who's been tricked by these the spells of the enemy, I just pray, Lord, that all these spells would just fall away, and they'd have that clarity from your spirit, that they would understand the truth, and the truth will set us free. Thank you so much, Lord. We love you and we praise you, and in your great name we pray, Jesus. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. I love you so much. Okay, so actually, someone has a question. Songbird, can keto carry help someone with Parkinson's? I don't know about Parkinson's. I would actually encourage her to contact prescribinglife.com. I think that they can help with that, because it's a nerve damage. I would also, because CBD helps with nerve damage. I've got several things on the channel. If you go here to the links right here, go to the health links, as well as lifting depression and bipolar disorder. Those are all nerve related, and the CBD helps with that, as well as these different things here. But I think that I would really encourage that she go to prescribinglife.com. All right, to check that out. All right. So is there anything else? Yes, I see the question. I got it. I saw the little light flashing. Thank you. Yes, yes. Okay. All right. So let's sing the song. I'm going to show you the words, and that's the first one. But this is the reprise right here. Okay. Okay, it's the beginning. I should go to the beginning. Okay, hang on. Let me turn it down. So it seems like a little loud, right? Don't do me that away. Oh, no. I did it again. I removed those. Oh, well. It's okay. We can sing it together. They will live again in freedom in the garden of the Lord. We will walk behind the plowshare. We will put away the sword. The chain will be broken and all men will have their reward. Isn't that awesome? Yes. One more day. One more day. That day will come. All right. When tomorrow comes. All right, guys. I love you. I'm going to jet out of here, and I will see you. I don't know if I'll see you before that, but I'll definitely see you on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. And if I'm going to come on again, you'll just make sure your bell is rung so you know if we're coming on at any other time before that. You never know what President Trump's going to do. I'm like, I've got to go on to see, to tell everybody about it. Okay. I love you guys. And I will talk to you. I'll be on the chat for a little bit. So if you have questions, I'll be over there. Okay. Okay. I love you guys, and I'll talk to you later.